to offer. And you have a very special guest joining us this morning.
Indeed we do. Kimberly Spates is a seasoned executive leader with over two decades of experience in the public and nonprofit sectors, currently serving as the Chief Operations Officer at North Point Health and Wellness Center. She's overseeing the delivery of integrated health and human services to over 15,000 individuals annually, doing great things over at North Point. Good morning, Kimberly. I like this initiative with the American Red Cross, North Point, and the Minneapolis Fire Department. And this is a really great initiative for people who need smoke detectors and smoke alarms. This is a great thing. Sound the alarm. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thank you so much for allowing me the space and time to be here this morning. I'm grateful and thankful. So,
Absolutely.
We're glad you're with us.
Sound the Alarm Fire Safety Initiative in North Minneapolis is happening on Saturday, May 4th. Tell us, Kimberly, how did this come about with you partnering over at North Point with American Red Cross and the Minneapolis Fire Department?
Yeah, so North Point's mission is partnering to create a healthier community. And so in that vein, we wanted to partner with the Red Cross to increase our community's understanding of home safety. Mm-hmm. The CEO of Red Cross reached out to us, mm-hmm. Wanting to work with us to get out in the community to provide free smoke alarms. And so the easy way to provide information and safety for our community. So that's how I got started.
The American Red Cross says that every day seven lives are lost to home fires, making functional smoke alarms crucial for people to evacuate to safety. Have you found that most homes or apartments don't have smoke alarms? I feel like you would think that when you move into a place, they would have a smoke alarm there and things like that. Is that not the case?
I would say that most places now, homes and apartments, do have smoke alarms. But, you know, when that battery goes out, it makes that noise, and most of us unplug it, right? So we want to make sure individuals understand the importance of how to maintain the smoke alarm, as well as if you don't have one, how can we help you get one and install it and understand the importance? Hmm.
What's expected on May 4th at the actual event, Sound the Alarm? What do people, do they need to bring anything, any qualifications needed, or do you have to have any paperwork, or you just show up and get yourself a smoke alarm?
So how the event will work is that individuals can call to set up an appointment, because volunteers will be coming to homes mm-hmm. to help you install your smoke alarm, but also create a fire safety plan for you and your family. Mm-hmm. So if you're interested, Northside residents can call 612-440-9611. They can call or text, or they can visit soundthealarm.org/MNDAKS to schedule an appointment for a fire safety home visit and free smoke alarm installation. The phone line and the online registration is offered in both English and Spanish.
That's good stuff. We're talking to Kimberly Spates. She is over at North Point Health and Wellness Chief Operations Officer, talking about an initiative called Sound the Alarm for home fire safety in North Minneapolis. This initiative starts is it just Saturday, May 4th, or is this an ongoing deal? If you can't come out, the appointments you make Saturday, May 4th, is that the day that you have to come out to pick up the alarm? What exactly happens on May 4th?
So, the Red Cross volunteers and partners will install smoke alarms during short visits. They'll also share vital information on fire causes, prevention, and emergency response. And families will create personalized escape plans for safe evacuations within 2 minutes during a fire emergency. So you have to have an appointment because our volunteers and also our Minneapolis Fire Department will be participating in the event. So they'll be coming to your home.
Wow.
So even if you miss the appointment, you can also visit the soundthealarm.org/MNDAKS to get more information and find other events that might be happening in the community after May 4th.
Got it. So you still need volunteers for this event?
Yes, if you'd like to volunteer, that'd be great. You can reach out to us at redcross.org/givetime and be able to sign up for the event. So, yeah, we need all hands on deck. Fires are one of the leading causes of death in our community, and we want to make sure that we provide this simple, easy-to-maintain device that everyone should have to increase access and equity and safety in our community.
Good stuff. No prior experience necessary. If you want to volunteer, training will be provided as well. Appointments are still open for free smoke alarm installation. If you can, for more information and to sign up, you can go to soundthealarm.org/MNDAKS for more information again. Or you can text or call 612-440-9611. Kimberly, any final thoughts to get people to make sure they take advantage of this initiative that you have, getting people their smoke alarms in their homes and apartments?
I would just encourage anyone who doesn't have a working smoke alarm or is just curious about, well, what are smoke alarms and how do they work, to please, please call the number, register, because it's very important for the safety and health of our communities. And we appreciate the opportunity to partner with the American Red Cross and the Minneapolis Fire Department. So make sure you sign up if you want to volunteer, or if you just want to come through. We'll have volunteers stationed at North Point on May 4th as they're going out into the community. So let's see everybody Saturday, May 4th from 9 to 4 for Sound the Alarm. Thank you so much for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Thank you so much. Chief Operations Officer at North Point Health and Wellness, Kimberly Spates. Sound the alarm. Get your smoke alarm if you don't have one. And like she said, when that battery goes out, that noise starts to happen. You know what's funny about that is that when I was younger, my grandma, she lived in this home for like ever. And that sound was happening for a good 10 years straight. I mean, it felt like forever. Every time we went to grandma's house, that sound, that beep.
Yep.
And for years, until I became an adult, I was today years old when I figured out what that sound was. All these years, I'm like, Grandma, I never changed that battery. That's what that sound was. All the people that would come in and out, my dad lived there, my aunts, nobody thought to change that battery.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
It's something else.
This is a great initiative. People in this campaign, since they've been doing it since 2014, almost 2,500 people. Lives have been saved as a result.
That's good. I like it.
25 minutes past 7 o'clock. What's coming up?
More music is on the way, of course.